is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Russia is claiming its forces have checked Ukraine's stunning incursion into its Kursk region. Ukraine claiming to have taken roughly 400 square miles of Russian real estate.
President Zelensky claiming more than 70 settlements now under their control, but some of these likely very small. President Biden weighing in for the first time on the Ukrainian assault.
I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. It's creating a real dilemma for Putin.
The Kremlin caught totally off guard by the audacious operation.
ABC's Ian Panel. After primary losses by two fellow members of the so-called squad, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar won her primary, defeating a former Minneapolis City Council member. Houston Democratic leaders have nominated former Mayor Sylvester Turner to run for the seat of the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. This is ABC. California, the latest state to consider banning cell phones in schools.
Around the country, many schools resuming classes right about now with new rules banning cell phones for students during the school day. From Ohio to Texas to California, efforts are underway to limit cell phone use on campuses. Now Governor Gavin Newsom has sent a letter to schools in California calling on every district to limit cell phone use in classrooms. He applauds those that have already done it. Data shows test scores go up and bullying and social issues go down when cell phones are banned on campuses. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Who needs an Olympic bronze medal when you can have a Flavor Flav clock? On X, Flavor Flav writes he's made a bronze clock as a potential replacement for gymnast Jordan Chiles, who's been asked to surrender the medal she won over a technicality. Chiles' mom says Jordan's not on social media currently, but Flav's offer means the world. Her words. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the projected winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She was leading by 6 points at last check. Numbers were coming in much slower in the Republican primary in the 8th U.S. House race in northeast Wisconsin, where Tony Weed was up by 4 points. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their 4-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for situation, but it is their young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear to partly cloudy sky for us here in the overnight, and there could be some areas of patchy fog. Otherwise, light winds and upper 50s. More clouds on the way for Wednesday. Also, some late day showers. We'll see high temperatures warming to the lower 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning. A great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The second hour of our program. On the line with us, our good buddy Greg Palast, the investigative reporter for The Guardian, The New York Times, etc., author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his latest film about the latest attacks on the right to vote, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Voter Suppression Hitmen, narrated by Rosario Dawson and produced by Martin Sheen, debuts on September 6th. And I will be in Los Angeles for a big hoop-de-doop around this movie. On, what is it, September 8th, Greg? Am I remembering correctly?
Sunday, September 8th will be our red carpet with Tom on the carpet.
That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So, Greg, welcome to the program. GregPalast.com, of course, the website. Your most recent piece really caught my attention. Are you ready for the quiet coup? What is the quiet coup?
It's the arcane concept of certification of the vote. Go back 4 years into ancient history when a guy named Donald Trump called up the Secretary of State of Georgia and said, find me 11,780 votes. Now, that's a crime, and Trump was indicted. Well, guess what? The Georgia legislature and the Georgia State Board of Elections, which is a brand new board, their Secretary of State, who wouldn't do the nasty for Trump, he was removed from the State Elections Board. And they have a new highly partisan board. They basically voted to decriminalize this type of action. Specifically, what Trump and his attorneys wanted the state to do was not certify the vote count in Fulton County, which is Atlanta.
Right.
Well, guess what? They've now passed a new rule saying we will not certify a county's vote unless we believe this partisan board, with basically controlled by MAGA nuts, that's partisan board, if they find that a county did not conduct a reasonable inquiry into their vote process, and that's up to this right-wing board. And one of the things to note is that if you wonder, well, what does that mean, reasonable inquiry? The answer, they gave us the answer the very next day when they voted, when this board of this GOP board voted to say that Fulton County 4 years ago did not conduct a reasonable inquiry into its vote. If this happened now, they can't change the vote for, you know, they can't change Joe Biden's votes now, but they can change Kamala Harris's votes, specifically if they find once again that Fulton is still not conducting a reasonable inquiry of their votes.
Right.
They will not certify Fulton, and that's Atlanta. Joe Biden won Fulton County by 242,000 votes. So there's your 11,000 plus some. And the problem is this fight over certification. In other words, you can't get a vote total from a state if you don't certify a county. And I've been warned, I was warned about this by Helen Butler, known as Mrs. Vote in Georgia. She was warning that they're going to try to stop certification in counties throughout the South, by the way, because other states, once something nasty happens in Georgia, it's imitated by all the red states.
Right.
It goes out already. North Carolina passed a copycat law, but it's been held up by the courts. So you have swing state, and you have five states ready to pass these bills, which can start denying certification of the vote. This is basically what Mike Pence was asked to do. Don't certify the Electoral College votes.
Right.
But here it's just gone down to, because that's not working. It's gone down to the state level. And that's what they're doing. In fact, one of the five members of the of this GOP-controlled board last Saturday was at Donald Trump's rally. He called out the three members of the three MAGA crazies who are in control of the Board of Elections in Georgia. He called them out by name and said that they're wonderful people who are committed to honesty and victory. That's kind of unusual for what is supposed to be independent, impartial officials.
Basically a bureaucrat.
Yeah. And by the way, this Helen Butler, I would add one thing. When she did complain about the new processes, the very first act that Governor Brian Kemp did when SB 202 was passed, besides arresting Larry David for handing out a bottle of water, besides that, the nonfiction horror show is that his first act was to remove Helen Butler from the elections, from the elections board.
Wow. So I'm guessing that you're familiar with the 60 some odd page document that Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. What did you say, Sean? That website was citizensforethics.org. I had their website wrong earlier. They just released this thing today. It was featured on Rachel Maddow's program last night. And they've gone through state by state in all the states where we've got these people who have committed to, essentially committed to refusing to certify elections, and found that in all of these states, it's actually against the law to do this. And people can be prosecuted, courts can intervene, you know, quack, quack, quack. I'm wondering if Georgia officially changing their rules, does that conflict with the Georgia Constitution or Georgia state law, or is Georgia now the one state in the union where it will be legal for election officials to do this?
Well, obviously, I think we're going to see some real court action if they do try to refuse, basically not counting the vote in Atlanta.
Right.
Or play games where they, Helen Butler also warned us about where it's close to just be, you know, basically yank 11,780 votes and disqualify those votes. That's the other way to do it. But the new law, SB 202, in effect, decriminalizes this activity. Yeah, it's a crime. You know, that's why Trump's in the dock. And that's why Raffensperger, who was their Secretary of State, he's not a man for all seasons. He's a right-wing, highly partisan Republican, but he wasn't going to join Donald Trump in an orange suit.
Yeah, he didn't want to go to jail. That's why he refused to find those votes.
Yeah, he didn't want to go to the can for Donald Trump. You know, it's like, and you know, and especially under state law, Trump couldn't even offer him a pardon.
Yeah.
So, but now he's been removed because he wouldn't do the nasty. And so there's a real question. I would, you know, I don't want to say that this will hold up in a federal court, but the, you know, look at our courts, look at our Supremes. You know, the rules of voting are left up to each state
by the Constitution.
And, and so right now, basically, these MAGA nuts are saying that they would not have certified Atlanta in 2020, and they, you know, so they're clearly setting up the grounds that that could reverse the vote if it's close.
That's interesting. I have heard, by the way, apropos of the pronunciation of MAGA, that some Republicans are saying it shouldn't be pronounced MAGA because that sounds too much like maggot, and therefore they want it to be pronounced as MAGA, you know, which sounds kind of like mama or something. You know, it's kind of a variation on Joe McCarthy's, you know, never use the name Democratic Party because it sounds too nice. Always call it the Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat. But it's interesting because I've heard you pronounce it both ways in this interview, the MAGA thing. You've got good people on the inside in Georgia. Are the Democrats prepared for this? Are you know what? How are they going
to? Democrats are definitely not prepared for this. But I have to say that you have great lawyers like Gerald Griggs, who's not only a lawyer for the Palace Investigative Fund, he's president of the NAACP. He's one of the top lawyers in this nation. We have some, you know, there's really, and there's no question, he is going to be suing over this. I just spoke with him.
Good.
And but that doesn't, you know, you can sue, but, you know, they have, even the federal courts have been deferring to Georgia state law.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no right to vote in the Constitution or have your vote counted.
So we'll see how this plays out. You can read all about it over at gregpalace.com, Greg_Palace. He's got a Twitter thread on it, too, over at Twitter, Greg_Palace. Greg, thanks so much for dropping by.
You're the best.
And I am really looking forward to seeing you on September 8th. So people check that.
Seeing you.
check that out over at gregpalace.com as well. Thank you, Greg.
In Hollywood. Bye. Bye.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They say our voices count, but they shut the door. Lines stretch for miles in the heat and the cold. They change the rules, move the poles, they make it hard just to cast our vote, to play our part. All voter suppression, stealing our rights in the land of the free.
Welcome back. Tom Harbin here with you. My son was struggling. Then he fell for Trump's toxic brand of masculinity. I'm heartbroken. This is Sam Delane writing for The Guardian, theguardian.com. And he's talking about his son, who is 21 now. And his name is Nick. And he says Nick was a sweet kid. He was really quiet. He was he had difficulty interpreting social cues. But all he wanted was to do was follow whatever the big kids were doing. And they, you know, he was really into computers and stuff, and so they encouraged him, and thus on, you know, and then he goes on to say some of the older guys at school who Nick was trying to emulate were really into building computers, hacking in the dark web, so he got online as a teen. He joined some far-right message boards, and that's where he went off the rails. And he says he got praised from whatever knuckleheads posted that crap, and it became a spiral. Nick was kind of lost, but on the internet, he was able to be a different person, to have more confidence and show off how bright he is. He goes on to write, I think that Trump appeals to a perceived loss of masculine power. My son Nick was vulnerable to that because he was becoming a man. I think he also naively thought, well, Trump's a powerful person running for president. He can't just get up there and spew BS. Nick started hanging out with guys in Houston who shared his beliefs or even had more radical ones. They started talking about what makes a man. They said men have to be strong. So Nick bought a bike and rides it every day. That's a healthy habit. But they also said that men smoke, so he does that now too. They introduced Nick to guns and started talking to him about the shooting, taking him to the shooting range. On his 21st birthday, his mother and I sent him money thinking he'd spend it on a computer or something, but he went out and bought a gun. He didn't tell either of us because he knows how we feel about them. I mean, this is just a tragic story of a family that lost their son to the Trump cult. He's 21 now, and he's just solidly in the Trump cult, and there's no pulling him out because he's been so indoctrinated by these people. We're looking at a national mental health crisis here, a national, frankly, cult crisis. And you know, and this is, I mean, Jim Jones only took 800 or 900 people with him. This guy is taking millions. In fact, he's already killed 500,000 because of the incompetent way he handled the COVID crisis. We had 500,000 unnecessary deaths in the United States. The United States under Trump during COVID had the highest COVID death rate in the world, second only to Peru, which was run by a guy who was also denying that COVID was even real. And so they did nothing to stop COVID in Peru. Nothing. No, not even masks. Didn't shut down, no mask mandate, nothing. And so they're worse than us, but we were second worst in the world because of Trump's massive incompetence. There's a tweet I retweeted this morning. Jared Kushner's old college roommate got $100 million to provide protective equipment, PPE, for doctors, as doctors were dying, all and nurses dying in hospitals all across the United States. He only spent $1 million of that $100 million. And nobody knows where the other $99 million went. You know, inquiring minds want to know. There's so much that Congress should be investigating and should have been investigating over the last 3.5 years into, you know, what happened during the Bush or the Trump administration, all the corruption. So it's mind-boggling. Meanwhile, I've got an amazing geeky science here for you. We keep talking about how the wisdom of nature, and this is just incredible. Ants. ANTS, you know the little insects, little tiny things?
This was published. It's a Cell, the current biology. There's the journal Cell. It's a peer-reviewed journal. It's by a group of researchers. And the title is Wound-Dependent Leg Amputations to Combat Infections in Ant Society. And what they did, they point out open wounds pose a major infection and mortality risk in animals. And so what they did was, I'll just read to you from the summary. When we experimentally injured a worker ant's leg at the femur, nest mates amputated the injured limb by biting the base, the trochanter, of the leg until it was severed, thereby significantly increasing survival compared to ants that did not receive amputations. However, when the experimental injury was more distal at the tibia, nest mates did not amputate the leg and instead directed more wound care to the injury site. This study provides the first example of the use of amputations to treat infected individuals in a non-human animal and demonstrates that ants can adapt their type of treatment depending on the location of wounds. So there's a particular gland in these ants, it's called the metapleural gland, that secretes antimicrobial, basically antibiotics, right? Antimicrobial substances. If the ant has been injured in a way that requires amputation, they amputate the leg. If the ant is injured in a way that amputation wouldn't work, they treat the leg with these antibiotic secretions from this metapleural gland. It's like ants as doctors. I mean, this is just mind-boggling. You know, I mean, they're literally performing surgery in ant societies, and the death rate has, when they don't amputate, the death rate for the ants is like 70-80%. When they do amputate, it drops down to around 10%. It's just an incredible study. It's titled Wound-Dependent Leg Amputations to Combat Infections in an Ant Society, and you can read it over at cell.com. And they looked at several different ant genuses. I guess genera is the right word. They note to reduce these, there's many animal species apply antimicrobial compounds to their wounds. This is like, dogs licking their wounds, that kind of thing. But this goes way beyond that. I mean, this is ants performing surgery. It's incredible. Nature's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, what a miracle. Life is such a miracle. We are so blessed to have this opportunity right now to be alive in this world and experience all the incredible stuff that life has for us. It's just such a blessing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day,
They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated because you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine and get 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbarine.com, code Tom. Check it out. It's past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Kevin in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi.
And thanks for listening to KNYP.
Sure. Last week, Michael Moore sent out a newsletter saying that people should call three people to tell them to vote. And I want to say I think that it's brilliant, but even more importantly, people should call three people and tell them to check that they are still registered.
Yeah.
And then those three people need to call three people, etc.
Yep.
And if someone finds that they've been bumped from the registration rolls, they need to contact their neighbors because the Republicans are targeting neighborhoods and precincts.
Yep.
And this needs to be done now because there are registration deadlines.
Correct.
And by calling three neighbors, we're targeting the areas that the Republicans have determined are important, and that's election jujitsu.
I agree.
And everyone calling three people and getting those three people to call three more people is the very definition of exponential growth.
Yeah, I completely agree, Kevin. And you know, we talk about, oh, you can sign up over it in, you know, indivisible.org to get, you know, to do phone banking and things like that. And a lot of people are like, phone banking, I mean, I just don't have the time to call 30 people, or I'm too shy or whatever. But you can always call three people that you know, right? You know, three friends, three relatives, three acquaintances, three neighbors, three people you work with. And you know, I mean, you don't even have to call them. You can talk to them, you know, without the telephone too. And just engage them in a conversation about whether they know that their voter registration is still good if they live, if this is happening in a red state, particularly in a blue city, right, in a red state, because those are the targets for voter suppression. And also, you know, just be sure to show up and vote. And would you please also call three people? And then you get that old, you know, grain of rice on the chessboard thing, you know, where that's by the time you get to the eighth or tenth square on the chessboard, you've got more grains of rice than there are on the entire earth.
I called vote.org last week to test it, and it's really quick and easy.
Good. Good. That's good news to hear. Kevin, thank you for the call and the encouragement. That was very positive. Thank you. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, welcome to the Joydemic.
Indeed.
I think that's the key to everything, is being positive and, you know, adding spirit back to it. And I think that they're doing a great job, and I don't see a problem with Kamala winning. But I wanted to talk about Russia. Ukraine has been in the news. I haven't heard that many people talking about it, but they're getting land from Russia. They're taking land. And it's obviously so that they can trade it for the land that Russia took.
That's right.
And I haven't quite heard that analysis, but yeah, it's like another hostage negotiation.
I agree. And it's really, it's helping Ukrainian morale tremendously, and it's hurting Russian morale, and it's a big black eye for Vladimir Putin. He's freaking out. And now they're afraid that, you know, the big concern is that he's going to just, you know, try to overwhelm Kyiv, for example, and just take out the capital in retaliation, that with his guided missiles and things. I sure hope that America has gotten, some good surface-to-air missile destruction systems, what do you call them, air defense systems, operating in Kyiv. And I'm looking forward to our conversation on Thursday with our buddy there.
Okay. Just one thing. Do you know what's going on with the interstate compact to get rid of the Electoral College?
The last I heard, Michigan was about to join it, or maybe they did. I don't recall which it was. But we're still, the problem is that pretty much all of the blue states, there might be one or two left, but pretty much all of the blue states have joined it. That's not enough to have 270 Electoral College votes. So they need to pick up a half a dozen red states, or at least a couple of the really large red states. You know, if they picked up Texas
or Florida.
Say that again?
Or turn those states blue, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the only way to do it. They're going to have to turn the states blue first. Uh-huh. They're going to have to get the state legislatures to go blue and the state governors to go blue. And that's a big lift, but it's also possible this year and, I think over the next 4 years beyond that, I think it's entirely possible. Bill, thanks for the call. Good talking to you. Appreciate it. John in Whittier, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going? I'm really honored to talk with you. I've been learning from you for a long time.
Thank you.
My frustration as a lifelong Democrat is that we just don't seem to go all the way. I mean, we let Bush steal an election from Gore. We went ahead and let Obama not have his two Supreme Court justices. We just let everything happen. Now we're in a position where the Supreme Court's handed power to Biden, who's leading office anyway, so there aren't many consequences. And I'm not saying he should have anybody killed, but there are people in the Supreme Court, not even Trump, in the Supreme Court, he could have arrested, investigated, pulled off the court by executive order. Or if you don't even want to do that, expand the court by executive order. I get so tired of hearing about it and not having it happen. It's ridiculous.
I think
there's so many people that were not even represented in the court.
Excuse me.
Like we should be. It's like this is from.
I totally get it.
I'm not aware enough of the history to know when the court was chosen to be 9. But whatever the point is, whatever that time was, there's a lot more of it.
It was after the Civil War. It had gone up to 10 at one point. Forgive my coughing. There is enough evidence, I believe, to arrest and prosecute Clarence Thomas for bribery, for taking a bribe.
Absolutely.
And to prosecute his wife for her involvement in January 6th. And I mourn the fact that the Garland Justice Department has been so timid. And there should be, at the very least, Biden or the Justice Department, I'm not sure that Biden has the authority under the current law with regard to special prosecutors, but a special prosecutor should be appointed to look into bribery by John Roberts' wife has taken over $10 million from companies from law firms that have business before the court. Sam Alito has taken luxury trips from guys, from Paul Singer, who has had business before the court. Clarence Thomas, I mean, everybody knows, about Harlan Crow and all an estimated $4 million. Now we just learned about another absurdly expensive trip that he was given. I think it's time to prosecute these guys.
And the Republican Party will do anything, and you know what I mean, anything.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the Democrats won't do a lot of things that are well within reason. And it's almost as though, and then the question is, it a corporate puppeteer making sure the drama goes on and on? But
I don't think
there are
some corporate puppeteers in the Democratic Party, and that's an ongoing problem. But their numbers are diminishing, year by year. I think the problem is just that the Democratic Party, by and large, believes in civility, and they're not willing to play hardball. And I wish they would. I share your frustration, John. John, I got to go along. I got to move along. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Good talking to you, Nick in Huntington, West Virginia. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm calling about. And thank you for taking my call today.
Sure.
I was listening to Musk and Loudmouth, and they were talking about fire everybody. Fire everybody, they were talking about if they don't do. I think every union president needs to be calling meetings to the union hall and replay that.
Yep.
Replay what the what these people are going to do. Let's get the union vote, because I know I'm from West Virginia. We do have some unions left, even though they've cut them. Our teachers union has saved us about 4 years ago.
Yep.
But here's the point I'm making. Let some of these people that are white, working class, learn that what they're trying to do to them, that they're trying to take their Social Security, that they're trying to take their health care, that they're trying to take these things. Make sure every local union president is doing these things. That's my belief, and I'll let you carry it from there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Nick, and I don't know if you caught it, but Sean Fain, the president of the United Auto Workers, came out after that phone call between Musk and Trump last night, where they were congratulating each other for all the people that they fired who because they tried to unionize. They've filed a complaint with the Department of Labor, saying that these guys are union busting in ways that are illegal, and they're bragging about it and all this kind of stuff. So I think it's your suggestion is brilliant, Nick. Thank you so much. Every union leader in America should be playing that clip from that conversation where Trump and Musk are just giggling about how easy it is to fire workers who try to unionize. That was crazy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we're still here. We'll be right back, too. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Russia is claiming its forces have checked Ukraine's stunning incursion into its Kursk region. Ukraine claiming to have taken roughly 400 square miles of Russian real estate.
President Zelensky claiming more than 70 settlements now under their control, but some of these likely very small. President Biden weighing in for the first time on the Ukrainian assault.
I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. It's creating a real dilemma for Putin.
The Kremlin caught totally off guard by the audacious operation.
ABC's Ian Panel. After primary losses by two fellow members of the so-called squad, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar won her primary, defeating a former Minneapolis City Council member. Houston Democratic leaders have nominated former Mayor Sylvester Turner to run for the seat of the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, the first vote under new legislative maps. Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
And so the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 votes. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey. And he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear to partly cloudy sky for us here in the overnight, and there could be some areas of patchy fog. Otherwise, light winds and upper 50s. More clouds on the way for Wednesday. Also, some late day showers. We'll see high temperatures warming to the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, how to organize at the local level to ensure our schools are supported instead of being undermined by our local elected officials.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Junior.
Huh. I'll have to look it up, Pam. I was unaware of that.
Yeah, would you? Because I know I heard it, and I can't tell you where I heard it. Yeah. But I'd like to, I was curious, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
But, yeah.
Maybe they're all planning on moving to Venezuela.
I just wondered if you'd heard about that.
You know, it's a dictator-friendly country right now, and that's
yes.
Which is why Donald Trump last night said that he's going
to
move.
What would Donnie be doing there, you know, is the question. Yeah. Mike Lee, well, he's gone to Russia, and we know where he stands. Maybe they're both looking for places to go to after...
Yeah, FOP, pardon? Friends of Putin.
Yeah.
Mike Lee and Donald Trump. Yep. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, if you find anything about that.
I will report back. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up. Appreciate it. Jim in Sandpoint, Idaho. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A week or 10 days ago, you said on the air a wonderful, succinct bullet list of Project 2025, citing the, you know, no-fault divorce, page X, but no blah, blah, blah. And I can't find that list anywhere. I would love to have that. Stick it up on my wall. I couldn't find it on the website.
Try project2025.org/policy. Oh, no, that's actually Project 2025. I have a poster here that was put together by somebody. I don't know who, and it was posted over on Daily Kos. Here's the list, just to recap it very quickly. Complete ban on abortions without exceptions, page 449. End marriage equality, gay marriage, page 545. Eliminate unions and worker protections, page 581. Defund the FBI and Homeland Security, page 133. Eliminate federal agencies like the FDA, EPA, NOAA, page 343. Mass deportation of immigrants and incarceration and concentration camps, page 133. End birthright citizenship, page 133. Cut Social Security, page 691. Cut Medicare, page 449. Eliminate the Department of Education, page 319. Teach Christian religious beliefs in public schools, page 319. Use public taxpayer money for private religious schools, page 319. End the Affordable Care Act, page 449. Ban contraceptives, page 449. Additional tax breaks for corporations in the top 1%, page 691. End civil rights and DEI protections in government pages, page 545. Ban African American and gender studies at all levels of education, page 319. End climate protections, page 417. Increase Arctic drilling, page 363. And deregulate big business in the oil industry, page 363. There's another one that just came out overnight that's attributed to Gage Skidmore. And I don't know where you would find that. Again, I found this in a post. This was on Twitter this morning. And it's titled Trump's Project 2025 Plan for Workers. And I'll just go through that real quick, too. Allow workers to allow employers to stop paying workers for overtime, cut Social Security and Medicare, reinstate student loans for millions of Americans that were relieved under Biden, raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for billionaires, raise prescription drug costs by repealing Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, institute a new tax on health insurance, repeal protections for Americans with pre-existing health conditions, go after birth control and ban abortion nationwide, make it more expensive to buy a home by increasing mortgage insurance premiums, and eliminate the U.S. Department of Education and end affordable student loan repayment plans. So, pretty straightforward stuff. And this very much is the Trump agenda. They're repackaging it now as the first 180 days. They've got this new thing. They're not talking about Project 2025 anymore. They're talking about Project 47 or the first 180 days plan. And basically, it's the same stuff. It's the exact same stuff. But Jim, I'm sorry, I don't have a website for you to look for that stuff. Maybe I'll put one together. Somebody should. There are, if you go over to Substack.com, there's a little search engine there where you can look for individual newsletters that are published on Substack. And there are three of them that I subscribe to that have the words Project 2025 in their titles. And they're all, lefty sites that are exposing Project 2025 in detail. And I would encourage you to check those three out. If there is a resource like I was just sharing with you, you'll probably find it on one of those three sites. You can subscribe to all of them for free. There's no cost at all.
Thanks for that. One minor quibble I have. I'm not quite as optimistic as you are about November. I think we should not underestimate how devastating the scurrilous attacks on Tim Walz and on Kamala could be.
I agree. I do agree. Like I said, the money, the $6 billion that they've raised has not yet hit the airwaves. And when it does, it's going to be like the Blitz of London. It's going to be aerial bombardment. Jim, thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to us there in Sandpoint, Idaho. I appreciate it. It's the top of the hour. We'll be back with you on the other side of the hour with Andy Kroll. He's going to dig into Project 2025 in a little more detail, talk about how it's going to radically change how the federal government works and what it does. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to The Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.